Good morning, everyone. This is Linda Santavica on Pressing Beyond. Web design is not my skill set. That given, I posted an opportunity for a designer on an online marketplace that helps customers find services and businesses find clients. Once the posting was up, the notifications were flowing in at breakneck speed. They came in through text, emails, and even phone calls. I couldn't keep up with the amount of interest, but I did reach out to a few potential resources, and one really put the pressure on. He said he had a promotion running, and if I was interested, I had 2 days to decide. Now, I've experienced this before, and perhaps you did as well. Pressure to purchase. How many of us get blast emails announcing that the sale ends tonight, only to get the exact email 3 days later telling us that the sale ends tonight? Pressure to purchase. And the same pressure can be applicable to buying a new home, a job offer, or even a relationship. Someone is selling their house and you're interested, but not quite sure. The house is now off the market. Oh, darn. But we all know that if the house is sold, another house will be on the market, as will another and another. And what about a new work opportunity? If you didn't accept the job offer because the opportunity didn't feel right, do you think accepting the offer under pressure will change the way you feel? And what about relationships? If your significant other is giving you the ultimatum, now or never, what does that tell you? Trust me, that will be the daily dynamic you will experience for a lifetime. Decisions, decisions, decisions. And yes, there are times when it comes to making a decision, we have to act fast. But no decision should ever be made under pressure or under a deadline. So how do we know when to accept or decline, say yes or no? Well, for me, several factors influence my life-changing decisions. First, all critical matters must be in alignment. If one major component is not in tune, I pass, because the outcome could end with huge regrets. Next, commitment. Is this something that is short-term or ongoing? And if it is ongoing, am I willing to stay in the game? And the last and most important factor is, there must be peace in my heart. It's a spiritual hunch. Never should anyone have to make a decision under the gun, and certainly not when there is angst. Now, some will tell you, hurry up. The train is leaving the station. That may be true, but there is always another train pulling in. Always. So back to my need for a web designer. I did get some positive responses. One in particular from a small agency that provided me with their schedule and quotes. Yet their best pitch was, take your time. We're here when you're ready. No pressure. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and keep pressing beyond.